7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Sound effects. Isn't this cool? Yes, it is, because this, my friends, is the Dubious Goals Committee. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and hold on a second, I gotta watch this.
Developed a really special friendship with our little rescued piglet, Sebastian.
The pig. It's always the pig.
Well, it is. This is Julian. Gonna be your new brother from now on, okay?
Julian is the goat.
Right from the beginning, the two of them just seemed to really kind of hit it off.
Yeah.
We would come home from running errands and find them sleeping together, and then running around back and forth with each other. And we just sort of started to realize, like, wow, like, even though they're completely different animals, they really, really like spending time together.
This is awesome.
In Julian's healing process, Sebastian has definitely been a really influential part of that. There's nothing like the magic of friendship and love.
Friendship is magic! Yeah, I'm really into these videos. And I mean totally addicted. Oh, totally a junkie for... Oh, look, these two baby animals became friends. I don't even know how this started, but I'm a total junkie for this. And there's just a new one. A new one just came out this morning. And the story is almost always the same. Some little baby animal is not in the best shape. So some farmer or rancher has to give up this animal. And in this case, it was a goat with a shoulder problem. So this goat in this case is Julian. Julian ends up in a sanctuary or foster care or whatever you call animal adoption, and they fix the goat. Julian is a goat, a baby goat. They fix the goat. The goat is fine, and then they get a pig into the little rescue, animal rescue, and then so now the pig and the goat are friends. Love these videos. I can watch these all day, and sometimes I do. And it seems like it's always a pig. You know, you find some cow that lost its mother when it was born, and then the cow becomes friends with a baby pig. And there's another one. Oh yeah, this cat becomes friends with a baby pig. Pigs are awesome, I guess. Sometimes it's dogs and a goat, or dogs and a pig. Either way. Hey, look, these animals are buddies. Yay. Look how much fun they're having. So anyway, that's what I had to do today. That's what I had to do this morning so far, because I gotta watch those videos as soon as they come out. Because I love the goats, I love the pigs, and I love drinking tea. So we gotta pour some more tea here. I'm drinking Gaoshan again today. And I'm enjoying it. I'm having another really, really crazy sinus day. Woke up and I just started choking, gagging, coughing, and it was terrible. And anyway, that seems to have abated for now. At least, you know, for the second. Oh, I'm drinking tea. And I'm getting pretty excited because the Gary Numan concert is coming up. That's right. Barring any other unforeseen bizarreness, I'm finally going to see Gary Numan for the first time in my life. When is that? On Saturday? At the Lift Ticket. A venue that I have played myself. I still can't get over that. You know, I'm just having this really weird disconnect with the whole damn thing. I mean, When did I first hear Gary Numan? When did Cars come on the radio and I freaked out? Oh, that was 1980, right? 1979? I can't remember exactly. It couldn't have been 78. And it could it have been? No, see, that was when I was... I can't remember. Oh, but this tea is pretty yummy. So, you know, sitting around in my house and listening to Gary Numan in 1980, I'm realizing, wow, this stuff's great. I'm never, ever going to be able to see this guy live. One, he's in England. Two, he probably doesn't tour a lot because touring with electronic equipment and lots of synthesizers is a real pain in the butt. And so, And now it's how many years later? Cars came out in what? Let's just say 80. So 80 to 2000. This is what? 2022? 22 years? How do you do math again? Oh, right. Equals. Everything has to be equals. Okay, so this is 2022. And that has to equal something with 1980 in it. Which is what? Like 42? That seems about right. Wait, there's a way to check. 1980 plus 42 years. Okay, 1980. Oh! It's too early in the morning to do math problems. So let's build an electronic circuits instead. Oh, I added some stuff to a list. Where's the damn list? Okay, here's the list. Oh, I gotta order all these parts. And I still haven't found these damn power headers. Where do you find these damn power headers? And I know what you're thinking, Tub, just go to Mouser or DigiKey or blah, 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 blah. No, that's what takes so long. That's what takes forever. You go to DigiKey or Mouser and you type in power header, you get 4 million products. Good luck narrowing it down after that. Good luck narrowing it down. So I'm looking at this list and I've got pots, jacks, amps. I should probably get some LM386s. I should probably get some... The funny thing is I found a place that has really good prices on some of this stuff. The problem is they really want to screw you in the shipping, and so you gotta buy a whole 20 million pounds of things just to make it worthwhile, so I'm trying to see if I can get an order together where I'm not paying, you know, $40 an ounce for shipping. Oh, an ounce for all my metric friends is 27 grams. You know, 28 grams. Somewhere in there. And I'm all cranky. I'm a cranky boy today. But that's okay. I stayed up too late last night, and then I slept, and I kind of slept okay, but then everything was weird, and I don't want to talk about it. So I was sitting here last night, and what was I doing? At one point in time, the cat came over here and we had to do kitty brushy business in the kitty business pit. That's why I'm covered in cat hair 12 hours later. Oh. Yeah, so I was listening to some music dealing with the cat, and then I started thinking up rhyming couplets. And a couple of them were so good that I thought, yeah, better write that down. Might want to save those for later. Got it, just in case. This happens to me every once in a while. Basically, what happens is I'll be making some music, and I thought, oh, and I'll think, this needs some lyrics, or this needs some kind of spoken word, and I can't think of anything good. Can't think of anything good right on the spot. But at other times of day, when I'm walking around in the grocery store, or walking around in the forest, or walking around somewhere in the creek, or just walking around, I'll think of some great line, or some great couplet. And I'll think, oh, that's great. That'll be great for a song. I should write that down. No, I don't need to write it down. It's so good, I'll remember it forever. And of course, I can't even think of it the next day. So, whenever I think of something, I think, oh, that is kind of good. I write it down. And so I have this notebook that has all these weird half ideas in it. And these weird pages that have lines or rhyming couplets. But there's never any completed song or poem or anything. And this is terrible. But maybe you'll like it. All right, let me kill this background music here real quick. I thought of a few different things, and I don't even know where to start, because none of this is coherent at all. At all. But one of the lines I came up with, well, actually, I came up with this line, and I needed a rhyming line for it, and I thought, wow, that's so good. And the reason I came up with this is because I have an ulterior motive. Oh, am I supposed to admit that in public? Right, no, seriously though, as part of my plan to become, you know, a senior idol with a market share in Japan, I thought, you know, I better write some of my songs in Japanese. But Tobe, you don't speak Japanese. What? Nan desu ka? Toba-kun, speako nihongo desu. Hai, hontoni, sugoi. That's how good I am at Japanese. Besides, how much Japanese do you really need to know to write a song? So I have a couple of lines that reflect, you know, my feelings and blah blah blah. Okay, here they go. One of these lines, and this is the first one I thought of, was Toba-kun Gojira daisuki desu, which means, you know, Tobe loves Godzilla. It can be Toba Gojira daisuki desu, or it can be Toba-kun Gojira daisuki desu. However we want to work it. And then I thought, oh, I need something that rhymes with daisuki desu. Or desu. Because I might drag out that desu. And then I remembered the videos I was watching the night before about the Keitaro. And so then I wanted a line about Keitaro. So I came up with Keitaro Daihatsu. Because Daihatsu, they do manufacture Keitaro. And so then I thought, oh yeah, but I gotta work in Hello Kitty there somewhere. So then it became Kitty-chan Keitaro Daihatsu. But that didn't work with the prosody of the other line, the Toba-kun Gojira Daisuki Desu. Daisuki Desu. So then I sort of changed it. Because you can call a Keitaro just a K, and people will know what you mean if it's in the right context. So I added, or I sort of changed Keitaro to Shiro Ke, which is white Ke. So Kitty-chan Shiro Ke Daihatsu. So it's basically a white mini truck with Hello Kitty on it, which is what I want more than anything in the world. What? Even more than Symphony? No, you don't understand. Kitty-chan Shiro Ke Daihatsu is a synth truck. It just has Hello Kitty on it. So there's my brilliant Japanese rhyming couplet. Kitty-chan Shiro Ke Daihatsu. Toba-kun Gojira Daisuki Desu. And then I realized while I was petting the cat that synth ongaku could be worked in there. That means ongaku is music. And synth is, well, of course, synth. So, you know, something, something, synth, ungaku, Kitty-chan, Shiro, Kei, Daihatsu, Toba-kun, Gojira, Daisuki, Desu. You look so yummy like a mango, Haichu. I'm not trying to be deep. I'm not trying to make art. I'm not trying to be anything but a pop star idiot. And when you're a pop star idiot, you need pop star idiocy. Surely this is working. Oh, all of this. I'm doing all of this just so that I can meet Kiari Pamyu Pamyu.
です。今夜は都内某所のとあるお宅で非常に奇妙なパーティーが行われているようです。早速潜入してみたいと思います。行きましょう。
Oh yeah. Yes, you just heard that. That was Crazy Party Night, Pumpkins Strike Back by Kiari Pamyu Pamyu. I love you, Kiari Pamyu Pamyu. Oh, so yeah, that's how it's all going to happen. I'm going to meet Kiari Pamyu Pamyu at some crazy party night. This crazy party night that she's always singing about, because let's face it, if it's crazy party night, you know who's going to be there. And then when the pumpkins strike back, I will protect Kiari Pamyu Pamyu from the pumpkins. and she will fall in love with me, and we will get married and have lots of little Panyu Panyu babies. And we'll name one of them Toba-kun Junaya Pamyu Pamyu. And we'll feed them. What are these kids going to eat? Oh my God, I know they're going to eat Pokey and that sharp intake of breath. Sharp intake of breath. They're going to... Oh my God, I don't believe it. She did a commercial. What the hell? Oh my God. Oh my God, I can't believe what I just saw or heard. Kari Pamyu Pamyu has done a commercial for Puchin Pudding. Pudding. The crazy pudding. Oh my God. Okay, if you're not familiar with this pudding, you have to be familiar with this pudding. If you've ever read any manga, if you've ever seen any anime, and they're talking about pudding, this is the pudding that they're talking about. And here's Kari Pamyu Pamyu singing a little jingle and eating it. Oh my God, and I love the outfit, and she's wearing a hat that is basically a fabric version of one of these little puddings. Oh my God, I want the hat, I want pudding hat. And the other thing is I really love Glico products. I mean, Guriko products. I love Guriko, man. You've seen him running on the giant neon sign in Osaka, Japan. Sing it for me, Kari! Now, of course, I know what some of you are thinking out there. Because, yeah, I'm a mind reader. There are always going to be some detractors. Not that I'm saying that any of my loyal listeners detract from my dubious goals. But I know that some of you are thinking, Tobe, if you want to become, what's the word I'm looking for again? Oh, hi, Peppa. Peppa just arrived, and she's sniffing the teacup. Oh, you want to drink some kitty tea? It's not kitty tea. No, it's good tea for Tobe. Tobe, if you want to be Rojin Idoru Toba-kun, or maybe Toba-o-san, you're going to have to learn how to dance. Oh, but no, I do not. Good tea. See, here's the deal about idols and dancing. Because idols really have to sing, they don't really have to dance much. Watch any Kyari Pamyu Pamyu video, live, or anything. She's really not doing much dancing. She's just sort of standing there, moving a little bit to the beat, and moving her arms, doing a little posing, doing a little voguing, pulling some shapes. I can pull shapes. I've studied Vince Noir extensively. Also, there's something else I haven't told you. I have a dance. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I do. And it's perfect for the Japanese market. I'm glad this is a radio show now because you can't see this dance, which means it'll remain a secret until my Idol debut. It's called the Jellyfish Dance. And you know how much the Japanese love jellyfish. They're going to go crazy for the Jellyfish Dance. And the great thing about the Jellyfish Dance is that it's perfect for Idol. It's especially perfect for somebody like me, a Rojin Idoru. And that's because there's not a lot of effort involved. You don't expend a lot of energy doing the jellyfish dance. The jellyfish is very slow and graceful, and this is reflected in this dance because I am slow and graceful. And I only fall down when I'm in the creek. So what are you gonna do? I'm ready. Although it occurs to me, although I have the jellyfish dance, I don't have a song for it. Which means I'm now going to have to write some kind of jellyfish themed song that's sort of danceable. So I have to make underwater dance music that's kind of mellow, but it's also cutesy. But it's an easy enough dance that once I do it, once the video gets out there, people are going to freak. People are going to have a cow. People are going to be doing the jellyfish dance all the way from Hokkaido to Okinawa. So I'm excited about that. I guess I better start writing some music, huh? Yeah, I probably should. I gotta quit screwing around. I gotta quit doing all this time-wasty stuff like Synth Battle. By the way, tune in to Synth Battle tomorrow night. Oh, I just want to be a star. I want to be recognized in Japan. I want Kyari Pamyu Pamyu to see me doing my jellyfish dance. And then she will fall in love with me. And she will say, let's have Pamyu Pamyu babies. And I'll say, yes, but you'll have to do an interview on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I gotta go palm you some lunch.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?